Today on The Travel Guys.
Needles, lasers, naked people, strikes, and mergers are all in the travel news.
And we continue our journey down the main street of America on Route 66, introducing you to the characters that make 66 an American icon.
From the tow truck that was the inspiration for the original Cars movie to the mediocre music makers.
It's an adventure across the heartland of America on a historic highway. Come along as we introduce you to the people and places of Route 66 on a special edition of The Travel Guys.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
I'm a traveling man, king of the road.
Hit the road, Jack.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Kicks out on Route 66.
That's entertainment.
Let's go on with the show.
Welcome, friends, to another edition of the Travel and Entertainment Guys here on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. I'm Tom Romano. There's Mark Hoffman from Sports Leisure Vacations and a very special program. It is part two of our Route 66 shows.
We're taking folks across the heartland of America on America's most celebrated old highway, Route 66. We have lots of historic roads in this country, and I suspect over the next 10 to 20 years, some of you folks who are listening to this are probably going to take the time to discover some of them. So we're going to take you on a very special journey today on one of America's classic highways. Our news segment, which normally would come right at the beginning of the program today, because of some time constraints and folks who have called in for interviews a little bit early, is going to run at the end of the program. So stay tuned to the end of the program, and we'll have the updated travel news for you.
All right. With that being said, where do we go first?
Well, Tom, one of the great places out on the highway that some folks miss is the state of Kansas. Route 66 only passes through the tiniest corner of Kansas through Galena and Baxter Springs. It's about a 13, 14-mile segment, but we have met the most interesting ladies out on the highway. Four ladies on the road in the little town of Galena, Kansas, and they have quite a story.
All right, we're in our automobile. We're coming to a stop on Route 66, and here we go.
So, Tom, when you're out on Route 66, you run into, as you may have already heard, a few characters, and there are no bigger characters on the road than four women on the route that you will find in Galena, Kansas. Have you ever been to Galena, Tom?
I have not been to Galena, Kansas. I just have to say, there's no bigger character than Mark going on the road to meet more characters, so what can you expect?
Well, in Galena, Kansas, which is a truly wide spot in the road, mm-hmm. but a very important wide spot in the road because it's surrounded by all kinds of wonderful things, and these ladies took a piece. Well, I'm going to let her explain it to you. Melba Rigg is on the phone with us. Hi, Melba.
Howdy.
Melba is calling us from right from Galena, right?
Right from Galena, from the kitchen of four women on the roof.
Tell us what sits outside of your store there.
Well, we got this 1951 International Boom Truck from, actually, he is the inspiration for the character everybody loves in the movie Cars. He's Tow Mater.
He's Tow Mater, but there's a little bit of a legal thing that goes on with the Disney people in terms of what you can call him. Is that not right?
Yeah, that's right. They actually found Tow Mater in the year 2000 parked up against the wall with a tree growing up through his boom. We got the building in 2006, and, of course, the movie was already out. So for copyrights, we had a small contest. We had the local children rename him and give him a new color and a new name so that we could call him his name actually turned out to be Tow Tater, the inspiration for Tow Mater. We actually got entries all the way from South Africa.
Now, Tom and Chris, what you guys have got to know is that mm-hmm. this car, I saw this tow truck before they made the movie.
Really?
And didn't attach any significance to it at all. And then went back, and after they had put it in the movie, it was like, didn't we see that car somewhere along the way? These ladies found this truck, and it really is right there. Not to mention the fact that if you go into Melba's gift store in Emporium there in Galena, you are going to find all kinds of wonderful, unique Route 66 stuff. Melba, what made you ladies decide to do this?
But when we started started the business as actually my sister and I are local artists, and we wanted to support Galena because Galena at one time was a big, gigantic mining town. It was the biggest mining city in Kansas and Missouri, but it died, and we wanted to bring put Galena back on the map. That was our main thing. We wanted to put Galena back on the map. So Route 66, of course, goes right smack down the middle of Galena, Kansas. So when we got the building, we was going to make it a Route 66 memorabilia, farmer's market, and arts and crafts. Well, when we found out we had Tomater by accident, thanks to Mr. Michael Wallace, it went crazy ever since. It just went crazy. Now he is, actually, I didn't tell you this, but the town of Galena asked us to get rid of him, saying he was an eyesore. So we accidentally sold him to a local farmer.
Oh, my goodness.
When we found out he was Tomater, we told the farmer. The farmer was cool, sold it back to us at at the same price. We brought him up here, and now he's basically the mascot of Galena, Kansas.
How do you accidentally sell a land? How did that accidentally happen?
He was parked up here for years. The tree was growing up through his boom. I mean, that's how long he's been sitting up here. When they finally got the building, they sold it, because they said, get rid of it. It's an eyesore, so sold it. And how we found out, like I said, Michael Wallace actually wrote a book called The Arts of Cars, which talks about the experience of him driving through with Disney and Pixar on Route 66 to educate them about Route 66. And they actually stopped up here in this parking lot for one whole hour with five white limousines in the year 2000. This town was so dead, nobody even asked them what they were doing.
Interesting. You guys, if you haven't been already, you should be offered a free pass to the new Cars Land over there in Disneyland, California, that they just are in the process of. They've opened it, and it's the hottest ticket.
Now, Tom, right? As most people, as a lot of folks know who are highway fans, the Cars and Melba's referring to it there. They went out on Route 66, and that was the inspiration. And many of the locations on Route 66 are places that are inspired in the movie.
Now, all 2,468 miles of Route 66, they're either a town, a person, a building, a sign, a landscape, is in that movie, Cars. And the thing is when Cars came out, Route 66 was, having a really hard time. We were losing, miles and people and buildings and stuff. Now we actually got a lot of people on board to bring back Route 66. We're not the only ones. Our little town has a brand new Main Street. We have two new businesses going in. We only had two decent restaurants in Galena. Now we have 10 decent restaurants in town. We have a hospital coming on the outside of town, two clinics, and a strip mall.
And we can attest, Chris, we were just there, that Galena is in much better shape than it was the last time we passed through.
Hey, Melba, I got a question for you. Is Mr. Dean Crazy Legs Walker still around?
Bikers, I get anywhere from 23 to 115 bikers all summer long. Mr. Walker comes up here and actually helps me. His thing is, of course, if you don't know Crazy Leg Walker, he has this really bad habit of turning his feet completely backwards.
Ouch.
Oh, it doesn't hurt him. He started doing that when he was in high school, and he actually did that, and he was found on the Rainbow Bridge, which is right outside of Riverton before you get to Baxter Springs, and he said, hey, look what I can do. He turned his feet backwards. I thought that was so cool. That's why Tomater's favorite thing in the movie to do is drive backwards.
See, Tom, you cannot make this stuff up. I mean, this is real Route 66. Galena, Kansas is just right next door to Joplin, just over the state line. In fact, you can go in the back way to the state line, remembering Kansas was a dry state, and that's another story, too. But, Melba, I really want to thank you for taking a few minutes of your time to join us on the radio today. We will be back, and hopefully we will inspire some other folks to stop and see you later. Thomas?
I have only one comment. Don't over-improve Route 66.
No, we won't. We don't want franchise. We want the old buildings. We want the old characters. We want the mom-pa shops. We want the mom-pa hotels. We don't want the franchise. It's cool that they're on here. Don't get me wrong. That does help 66. But we want the old feel of the old time. And that's what the Europeans want. They don't want the new stuff. They want to see the old stuff. This is their Disneyland. It's coming over here on Route 66 and checking out all the old stuff.
By God, Melba, you're as good a spokesperson as anybody out on the highway. Thank you again for your time, and we'll look forward to seeing you soon. Good luck with getting the restaurant going there.
All right, thank you.
All righty, bye-bye.
You'll find it only here on the Travel Guys and Entertainment on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. Back on the open road with the Travel Guys here on KFBK, and we're doing the Route 66 show. And, Mark, where is our next stop?
Well, our next stop is probably the most unique place on the highway. Out in Erick, Oklahoma, a little town that Roger Miller and Sheb Willie called their hometown, out literally near the Texas border, is you will find the mediocre music makers. It's Harley and Annabelle. I would say it's two folks from the 60s who have moved out into rural Oklahoma, and they make a living by entertaining tourists along the way. It is, Thomas, absolutely the most unique stop you will ever make along the highway. In fact, when you stop to see Harley and Annabelle, you pull up to their Sand Hills Curiosity Shop, you get out and you go inside, this is what you will hear.
Well, we want to welcome you to Erick, Oklahoma, the redneck capital of the world. Would you believe where you see rednecks work and play in their own environment? Insanity and spiders at the world-class, world-famous Sand Hills Curiosity Shop, the only bus stop in town. And this is where people come from all over the planet to get their kicks on Route 66.
That's some introduction to our guest, Mark.
I'll tell you what,
we've done it once or twice.
Hey, let me just introduce here. We have Harley and Annabelle, who are known, Thomas, along Route 66 as the mediocre music makers. They hold fort in Erick, Oklahoma. Now, if you've never heard of Erick, Oklahoma before, Tom, let me just tell you, if you're a country music man, Sheb Woolley was from Erick, Oklahoma, and the great Roger Miller was also from this little tiny town.
Well, chug-a-lug.
Out near the Oklahoma-Texas border is where Harley and Annabelle sit at the Sand Hills Curiosity Shop, and they welcome folks in with their music and their hospitality, which, Harley, would you say your hospitality is unique?
Well, it's kind of a unique in a sense of the word.
And a little insane.
a little bit insane. That's what we do. It's called insanity at its finest. It's mediocre music and off-color comedy, and it's where you can see rednecks work and play in their own environment. So when a group comes in, like, let's say, for instance, Sports Leisure Tours. Have you ever heard of Sports Leisure Tours?
I don't. Somewhere along the line, I think I've heard that name around this travel show.
There's an old boy named Mark Hoffman that brings this group down the road about every year or so.
Yeah, well, then what happens?
And so we jump up on the bus and greet them just like we greeted you on the phone. And we go in, and we don't pass out drinks, but we toss out drinks, and you've got to be a pretty good kid in order to catch them, and so that starts off with our hospitality, and we take a few photos, and then we turn on our instruments, our amplifiers, and do our mediocre music program until they've had about all of us that they can stand. And we, the grand finale of our little mediocre music program is we all stand and sing Route 66 together. We pass out the words. Have a couple of the good-looking women or a good-looking couple come up front with us and dance with the Route 66 signs while the rest of us sing and play Route 66, and we toss out the tambourines. And it's something that involves everybody. As a matter of fact, the people that come to see us are the stars of the show, and we're just a couple of burnout asteroids. We're both 66 years old this year. So it's an honor to be able to entertain folks nowadays at this age.
Now, Thomas, you got to know that Erick, Oklahoma, is not close to anything. If you were traveling between Oklahoma City and Amarillo, it's roughly halfway. So it's really truly out in the middle of nowhere. And this hospitality, and I don't think I'm insulting Harley and Annabelle by saying their music truly is mediocre. And really that. You've never been greeted before by a couple of rednecks coming running out of a place that you've just never imagined in outfits like you've never imagined and greeting you in a way that you've never imagined. It's
Actually, Tom, if you go over there to YouTube, you can see what we wear. What we wear is a pair of red and white striped overalls, and those are known as our redneck tuxedos. And so when the groups come into town, they call us ahead of time.
Yeah.
And we, like if Mark's coming, he'll give us a call. And we'll be out in the street throwing kisses at him and his group as they come into town with the dadgum poster that Annabelle made for the group.
That's
leisure tours.
I tell you, your enthusiasm is overwhelming. It sounds to me like you guys have more fun doing this than Mark and his travelers probably do enjoying it.
Well, it kind of works that way. It's kind of a fun thing for everybody, but in the entertainment business, it's about the people that walk through the door to see you, and when it quits being that, well, then you're a flop.
Well, I don't think that's ever going to happen too soon. I have to ask you, come on now, you got to tell me, how many years have you been 66?
How many years have we been 66? Annabelle turned 66 on October 11th last year, and I turned 66 on the December 13th.
Okay, well, so this is
a few more months to go, but we're going to still be here.
Okay,
getting our kicks on Route 66.
All right, I didn't know. I thought you guys have a lot of stuff that you like to make up. I didn't know whether this was one of them.
Now, Tom, if you ever go,
and we brew up some of it as well as make it up too. we have a lot of grapes shipped into us from the California wine company.
Harley and Annabelle, we got to let you all go. Thank you for giving us a little bit of the Mediocre Music Makers and Eric Oklahoma hospitality here on our radio show.
Okay.
It's been a pleasure.
We were all prepared to do a little bit of Route 66 for you, but maybe we can do it another time.
Well, no, go ahead.
I was thinking we need a sign-off here, guys. So
we're going to turn. Look what we've got in here today. We've got this dadgum Mark Hoffman. We've got this dadgum Wild Man Thomas. Man, they're all cruising down there on Route 66. So let's get out there in that dadgum Sports Leisure Tour bus. Let's turn the key on. Let's put the pedal to the metal. And let's leave rubber all the way down Route 66.
If you ever plan to motor west, travel my way, take the highway, it's the best. Get your kicks on Route 66. Well, it winds from Chicago to L.A.
Hey, Harley. Thank you, buddy.
That was great.
That's pretty
impressive. It's been a thrill and it's been a pleasure. We look forward to seeing Sports Leisure next year sometime in September.
You will, Harley. You and Annabelle, stay well out there, and our prayers are with you. I know Annabelle's had
Thank you so much. We love every dadgum one of you.
All right. You all be well. We'll talk to you soon.
You bet.
Yeehaw. All righty then.
Harley and Annabelle, the Mediocre Music Makers on Route 66. It just does not get it. I'm speechless. I hope that some of that comes across to folks who are listening and you think these people are crazy. And I'm going to tell you, a little bit. And that's kind of what makes it. That's what makes it fun is when you go first time we ran into them. Anyway, we got to take a break. We'll come back. We got some more Route 66ers here and some more insight about traveling on the main street of America. We are FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK.
We're back. I don't know. After that last segment, I don't know what to say.
You've now met Melba and you've met Harley and Annabelle. You met the man with the postcard autographing rabbit last week. You're getting a real feel for Route 66, I'm thinking here, Tom.
I should say. I'll tell you, I've been on Route 66 for the purpose of traveling from one place to the other, but I've never run across folks like this. I see I'm just taking the wrong route
well,
of the 66.
Listen, Chris has been there. He's seen this before. Harley and Annabelle, literally.
Does this really represents what goes on
these
on the
are
route?
Two people who are in a little town in the middle of nowhere. This town has nothing going for it at all. Like I said, the Roger Miller Museum is across the street. You could shoot a cannon off and not hit anybody during rush hour. And it's these folks, they
there
get dressed
no
up
hour.
in red and white. What would you call them, Chris?
Red and white overalls.
Overall, yeah, exactly. And they come out in the street and greet you. If you were just coming in your car and you pulled up in front of their shop and walked in, you'd get basically the same greeting that we do, except they kind of know who we are and when we're going to get there. And they just pour on this amazing what they call redneck hospitality, and it's entertainment. It's a little bit of a put on, but it fits perfectly. The people just people don't know what to think of, what to make of it to start with, but in the end, it's they don't charge anything. You can leave whatever you want, and you can drink whatever you want for free, alcohol, non-alcohol, whatever. They call it the Sand Hills Curiosity Shop, but I don't think anything in there is really for sale. It's just a backdrop for their crazy entertainment, which is just another piece of just like the gals with the tow truck and that you heard earlier, Tow Mater and all that stuff. It's just – it's all a slice, wouldn't you say, Chris?
I just stand there wide-eyed and try to stay out of the way.
Or get run over.
Listen, you guys have to understand that, first of all, Eric, Oklahoma, it truly is in the middle of nowhere. I mean, it's halfway between Oklahoma City, Albuquerque, and Amarillo. And Harley and Annabelle are – they dress up in these goofy – They call themselves the redneck capital of the world, which I don't know that that would necessarily – probably a lot of places could make that claim. But certainly Eric would be in the running, wouldn't you say, Chris?
Absolutely.
And so they come out in these red and white – how would you describe
overalls,
it?
Coveralls.
Yeah, and into the middle of the street, which is not a problem in Eric because there is no traffic, and waving a sign that greets you. And, Tom, if you were to show up, let's say, in an automobile and you were traveling Route 66 and you've pulled into Eric at the Sand Hills Curiosity Shop and you thought, what the heck is this? You had your guidebook or something, and you went up, and Harley would come out and give you a big old hug, and he would be just as enthusiastic as he was in that interview. And you have to understand that this is the kind of stuff – this is real Americana. I mean, to me, this is the thing that makes me so happy when I see these folks is that they really are true friends. These are not – you know, these are people who have to open the door every day and make a living. If people don't show up and they don't entertain them with their goofy music and their all of their hullabaloo entertainment, why then nothing happens. There is no dollars.
Now, how did you discover these people? Is this something that a lot of people know about?
We discovered them simply by word of mouth and by stopping one day to see them and then got kind of overwhelmed. Trust me, if you ever stopped to see Harley and Annabelle, Chris, would you describe it as something that you would have never experienced in your life before?
It's unique. That's for sure.
But they're a lot of fun. I mean, they're good. First of all, they're good people.
Oh, absolutely.
And, Tom, they don't charge anything. They just put out these donation jars.
Right.
And if you want to leave a 5 or a 10 or
and
a 20.
I bet you folks do.
They do. They do. And because they all – everybody gets it. And it's just I don't know how they make it out there, but they do. They've been doing this for a while. I mean, now you got these ladies in Galena, you know, they found an old tow truck, and people would say an old tow truck that was kind of the inspiration for a character in a movie, and you figured out that's Route 66. That's grassroots tourism. That's pure, forget, you know, Disneyland. This is the opposite of Disneyland. And it's they're just real people. And when you get to know them out on the road, they treat you like real people. So it's kind of like maybe like your grandparents used to travel. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know, your
right.
parents.
Sure. Road trips used to be really popular, and I think they're coming back. Chris, tell me about the change of scenery, the topography, how things on Route 66, besides obviously the people, and we will be talking to more of them here shortly, but tell me about what it looks like and what it smells like and what it tastes like.
Well, that is one of the things I absolutely love about it. You start in Chicago, you've got, steel and glass skyscrapers, and you head out through the plains. My favorite area to get to is the Southwest. I'm just fascinated with that portion of the country. I love the colors, sunrise, sunsets. You've got the golds and purples and greens. It's just absolutely gorgeous down there. One thing that I absolutely love also is the timelessness of traveling. Because when we were in Albuquerque, to think back just a week before in Chicago, felt like a lifetime away because you've got so many different experiences. And as Mark was saying earlier, the different cultures and that thing as we go. It's a true slice of America.
You know, Tom, in near Carthage, Missouri, a man – and I'm forgetting all the details now because we just stumbled onto this by accident because it's something that just started in the last couple of years. This man has been buying up buildings in his hometown, and I don't know where his hometown is, but it's nearby, and then moving them to this place near Carthage. He's recreating his hometown. And in some of the houses and stuff, people live in some of them. And you can go there, and it's kind of like touring like an old West town that's not quite so old, but it's this man's private sort of recreation of his hometown. Now, when or where or how or why, you know, I mean, it's just some of these things are, why would you do that? Well, because you can.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can tour Mickey Mantle's boyhood home in Commerce, Oklahoma. And to say that Commerce has no more going for it than Galena, I mean, Commerce is, wow, just about pretty much to fall off the map. I mean, a lot of these little towns, you know, if they lose one employer or something like that, everything goes to hell in a handbasket.
That's crazy. Now, in regards to Route 66, I've traveled highways back and forth, but the main freeways and highways isn't really the Route 66, is it? It's more of the off.
No, there are four interstates. Let's see, it was 55 and 44 and 40 and 10, I think, that takes to kind of follow the route of 66.
But 10 I've been on.
The old road still exists in most places. If you truly wanted to just drive the old highway, you could drive probably 70 or 80% of it. A lot of it is frontage roads along freeways because, in some cases, that was the best place to build a road. But Route 66, really, the difference between Route 66 and a freeway, the old road honors the land. So the old road went around the hill. The new road cuts through the hill. So, you know, they blasted it and went through the hill. The old road went around the hill. And you can see that when you're out there. So it's fascinating sometimes in the bits and pieces when you are driving the interstate. Sometimes it's so you can get a better view of the old road. And you learn once you've traveled enough, you start picking out service stations from the 1940s and old hotels and just things like that. But there's so many different cultures, different weather, different climate, different cultures, and you get to see it all. It's just going from Milwaukee to Albuquerque, which wasn't admittedly the whole highway. We didn't go all the way to Santa Monica, but it's – there is no better way. I can't think of a better way to see this country than to get out on Route 66.
Well, with that being said, Mark, let's get back out on the highway. Where to next?
Well, the next place we're going to stop is one of my favorite food emporiums along the old highway. That we're going to talk to Dawn at the Rock Cafe in Stroud, Oklahoma. And I guess we should tell the folks who are wondering when we're going to get to the travel news, which normally is at the beginning of the program. Today it's going to be right at the end of the program, so stay tuned and we'll have all those stories about the lasers and the naked people and all that stuff. But first, we're going back out on Route 66, and we're going to talk to Dawn at the Rock Cafe in Stroud, Oklahoma. Tom, hello again from the road. We're in Stroud, Oklahoma at the Rock Cafe with Dawn, who is really probably one of my oldest and dearest friends on the highway. Not probably, is my oldest and dearest friend on the highway. Let's cut to the chase. How's things at the Rock Cafe?
The Rock Cafe is, you know, great. We're doing awesome here still, doing the same thing we've been doing for the past 20 years, which is feeding people great products, great food, and sharing our stories.
Now, I noticed this morning, this is the first time I've ever come into the Rock Cafe and seen a bunch of people sitting around BSing, and so I'm guessing that the liar's table has been born here at the Rock Cafe.
Yes. Usually here, you're here a little too late to meet with the liar's table, but certainly I've thrown myself into the group. I'm getting older. Yeah. I've become one of the liars.
So I asked about, before we started, how's business, but more importantly, how's life? The new Cars move is out, new Cars Land is open and stuff, so besides that, Sally, how's life?
Well, you know, it's changed dramatically since the day we met.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's only paralleled my own life. So, I mean, what could be better than to have your story out there for the world and be welcoming a whole new generation of Route 66ers. I mean, we're starting at four now.
Plus you're in a rural town in Oklahoma, and I'm guessing that you get people here on a regular basis from all over the planet.
Well, certainly. We get people from everywhere in the entire world, and I mean, it just hasn't changed since as I first came here, and you knew me very well at that time, you know, I came from the cruise line industry, so it is exactly the same as that. I always used to call the Route 66 my ocean and the Rock Cafe my ship, and it's still that way today. I mean, people are out here. They want to see it.
Now, you told me when we were inside that when Cars Land opened in Southern at Disneyland, that you got an opportunity to go out there. And for those of our listeners who don't know, Dawn is one of the characters in the original Cars movie, as are many of the locations and some of the characters along Route 66. And so you were invited to go out and be a part of the opening of Cars Real Life. How was that?
It was simply overwhelming. You know, each time I'm invited, unexpectedly to something that John Lasseter and Pixar and Disney do, they just amaze me with the intimacy that they have with the road that they want to share with the world. You know, I mean, they're selling a theme park, but at the same time, they're selling us. They're giving the world us, which is very personal and moving to be a part of and being, you know.
What sells this old stretch of highway? You're out here every day. So what is it that drives people?
The theme of the movie, Cars, is to slow down and take your time. And that's exactly what this is. Everybody's rolling back. They're you know, everybody starts revisiting their childhood, you know. And that's what Route 66 does. It allows you to be free from your problems of everyday life, and it puts you out in situations to meet folks that may have the same problems as you and may not, but it's intimate and it's personal. And everybody's trip, you can actually get inspired, you can be moved, you can get back to peace again.
What I tell people is it's a slice. And as we're coming across, Dawn, Chris and I from Illinois, and you know, now we're here we are in the middle of Arkansas, and I'm reminded even more so than ever before that if you want to see the country, if you drive this highway, you will see the country.
Right. When I worked for Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines, there was a lot of my fellow workmates from all over the world, and they were like, America is so sterile, there's nothing real about it. And I said, you have to get out in America to be able to find it. And that's exactly why Europeans are attracted to this road, because it takes them through several cultures, all sorts of history of what America is about, and it becomes more, or it becomes less sterile. It becomes a place you want to see.
Yeah, there's nothing artificial or fake about Route 66. In fact, to anything, it's almost a reality check. All right, back to the cafe just for a minute before I let you go here, because you got people lined up to meet you every time I come here. Somebody's never been to the Rock Cafe before and they come in here for breakfast. What do they order?
If I was never here there at the Rock Cafe, I would certainly have beignets. And I would have anything,
beignets,
and I would certainly have anything that comes off our grill. Betsy, who's been with us for 70 years, she's been here a lot longer than us. We've just discovered her importance in the recent years. And so
anything off of Betsy. Now, so for lunch, is there a favorite item here at the Rock Cafe for lunch? I'm sure Betsy's involved again.
Betsy, again, anything that comes off of her slab of heat is definitely something you want to have a piece of. But I would go for a hamburger or a chicken fried steak, which we actually do on Betsy.
Now we're talking. Dawn at the Rock Cafe on Route 66.
So, Mark, does that mean that if I set my barbecue on fire, I'm going to be making better burgers?
I'll tell you what. We didn't have time to have a chicken fried steak off of Betsy.
Oh,
but
boy.
On number one on the top of my list of places to get back to, Rock Cafe, Stroud, Oklahoma. I'm a big chicken fried steak fan.
I'm going
to
name my grill.
Especially when it doesn't drop into the deep fryer. Yes. Some people name their cars. Some restaurant owners name their grill.
Well, okay, the long-awaited travel news finally coming up after the break right here with the travel guys as we take you near the end of our trip on Route 66 with the travel guys on FM News Talk 92.5 and AM 1530 KFBK. Hi, this is Tom Romano. Let's take a minute and sit down and talk with my chiropractor, Dr. Heather Dane. Heather, what is the number one misconception about chiropractic care?
The largest misconception is that once you go to a chiropractor, you always have to go to a chiropractor, and that just isn't true. People think that something happens, so if you stop going, there's a problem. But what happens is people know what it's like to feel good, and some people have completely forgotten what it's like to be healthy. And so when they start to feel good, they know when they don't feel good, and it's easy to get a little tune-up. And so that's why they choose to come back, not because they have to, but because they want to.
When you're ready to start feeling your best again, give my chiropractor, Dr. Heather Dane, a call, 488-0202, 488-0202. You can look her up online at danechiropractic.com. That's D-E-H-N. Once again, that number, 488-0202. Okay, it's finally that time here with the travel guys to get to the travel news, normally done at the beginning of the show, but today, due to our special Route 66 program, It's here at the end of the
program. Too many guests calling in. A little bit early, a little bit late, all of those kinds of things. So here we have the travel news.
Brandon, music please.
Okay, the travel news kind of divides into two parts here. There's the icky travel news and the more fun travel news. In the icky section, a United strike is looming, but perhaps in the distance. United's pilots voted to authorize a strike if necessary, but this week's strike vote by United's pilots is more of a negotiating play than an actual strike threat for now. There would be a mandatory 30-day cooling-off period and perhaps even some action by President or Congress. That happened before when American Airlines went on strike a few years back. At this point, you needn't book away from United, especially if United gives you the best fare or schedule combination. You'll have plenty of warning if a real strike seems likely. Still, however, if everything else is equal and you don't have loyalties, booking with another carrier is probably worth considering. And speaking of air carriers, American Airlines, which has been the discussion of some mergers possibilities with U.S. Airways. The U.S. Airways CEO announced this week that his company just might lose interest in the pursuit of American if it has to wait until American comes out of bankruptcy on its own. U.S. Airways wants an early merger because even though it's the smaller airline, it will clearly emerge as the top dog in a company merged on its terms.
Only going to wait so long at the altar.
Yeah, well, that's all a bunch of negotiating ploy and stuff like that. Stay tuned. I suspect we are going to end up with three major airlines in this country before it's all over. In a little bit lighter travel news, Paris Hilton is about maybe to open her own hotel collection. Some folks don't know the Hilton family does not own Hilton hotels anymore. The Blackstone Private Equity Group owns it, but Paris Hilton says that she wants to be able to do her own hotels, nightclubs, and restaurants and get into real estate state, which is really her family heritage. So maybe we'll have a Hilton hotel chain or a Paris hotel chain or a reality show or who knows what could go there. A couple of tour operators have been slapped with citations over capsized kayaks in Chicago. This involved the 4th of July weekend. And the reason I mention this is because urban kayaking is starting to show up in U.S. cities from New York to Seattle to Los Angeles. The two operators were slapped with citations and face possible fines. They had people out in choppy waters during a bad storm. And so if you are one of those folks who is bringing the suburban, the rural activity of kayaking into your
urban
city,
kayaking,
you got to be careful about going out in bad weather.
See. What part of the country has flash floods?
I would say the middle part.
Yeah, you get get a flash flood in San Antonio and do some kayaking down your street.
And this news comes from Michigan. The old Henry Ford plant where the historic Model T car was first made has been restored and is welcoming visitors. It's located near Detroit's new center area. The plant was purchased and saved from destruction in 2000 with donations by members of the Henry Ford Heritage Association, and it's now been turned into a viable automobile museum. It is open to the public from April until October. 5 days a week, you can see where the original Model Ts were made. And speaking of places where you can have interesting tours, the U.S. Mint in Philadelphia has reopened to tours. And I will tell you, having been there before for a tour, it is a great place to go. If you are in downtown Philadelphia, you can go and see where our money is made.
I love money tours.
We had some information on NASA the last couple weeks about how they have a special 50th anniversary tour. Here's another news item from NASA. The Space Shuttle Enterprise goes on display starting this weekend. It is at the Intrepid Sea, Air, and Space Museum, but this is in New York City, the old aircraft carrier that's down by the Hudson River. You can see a space shuttle there now. Kind of cool. And remember, we talked about Nick Walenda's high wire walk across Niagara Falls just last month. Well, you can see Nick Walenda now at the new Ripley's Believe It or Not Auditorium in Baltimore, the two-story, 10,000 square foot museum is now featuring an exhibit on the Walendas, and visitors can walk on part of the actual wire used by Walenda during his recent walk in the Inner Harbor in Baltimore.
And that is ODD, by the way, Auditorium.
Auditorium. There you go, Thomas. All right, and a couple quick stories here at the end. Folks probably know about this. The whole needles and sandwiches thing broke this week, that the needles in the turkey sandwiches on Delta flights coming out of Amsterdam. Next week, we will talk about how does food get on to airplanes and how does that all work so that you will be able to make an assessment as to whether or not you should be having turkey sandwiches on airplanes or not. Quick note here, if you have a laser, you know, one of those cute little things that you like to flash at your friends and stuff like that, keep in mind that flashing a laser in the sky at an airplane is a federal crime.
Yes.
You can do some serious damage. You can blind a pilot while he's flying an airplane. This actually happened last week with a JetBlue aircraft. The pilot had to be hospitalized. If you have one of those little lasers, do not point it at airplanes in the sky, or you could have FBI people at your front door. Very serious situation.
And in almost all cases, they have found the people that were flashing the laser, so you won't get away with it.
No, it really is something that seems very innocuous, but it's really and truly not. You could be endangering a lot of people. Speaking of endangering, did you hear the one time about the pilot who he knew how to fly airplanes? He just needed to get access to one. So he jumped a security fence at the St. George Airport in southern Utah, got onto an empty idling 50-passenger SkyWest Airlines jet and revved up the engines. He was not in very good mental shape. He ended up crashing into a building, and he committed suicide, and folks came to work in the morning and found a plane just crashed into a building running there. It's kind of bad news. And that is perhaps not the best way to end the travel news, but that is the travel news for today.
And that just about wraps up our program for this fine Sunday. We've had 2 weeks of Route 66, and it has been marvelous. Want to remind you that you can podcast the program at TravelGuysRadio.com, both this week, last week, and all previous shows.
And we'll be back next week. We'll get back into our regular format here. Ed Perkins is going to join us. Ed's our favorite consumer reporter. He's been talking about all kinds of exciting things.
Thank you so much for joining us on the Travel and Entertainment Guys. It's always a pleasure to have you there and us here.
Thank you, Thomas. We are the Travel Guys. Remember, an hour a week is all we ask.